شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار، وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He's the only one worthy of praise. I seek His help, His guidance, and His forgiveness. I believe in Him and I trust Him. I seek refuge on Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah, Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. For Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation, addition to the religion of Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have the taqwa of Allah and don't die unless you are Muslims. Again, this is a khutbah which is not a new khutbah to you. But maybe I'll try to deal with it in a different approach, from a different angle. I try to be like a good carpenter. You hammer the nail one way, sometimes doesn't go. It can be the problem, the nail, and sometimes can be the problem is the hammer. And can be the problem also the hand of the carpenter, maybe he's tired or something wrong with his hand. But regardless where is the problem is, we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to fix it. If it's in the nail or the hammer or the hand of the carpenter. Again, we're talking, and I want to get with a small introduction before I get to the same subject that we heard it hundreds of times. We say hundreds of times, those who've been here since 81, since we started the mosque. All of you, or most of you, aware about the hadith, the well-known and famous hadith that when Jibreel alayhi salam came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi salam, he asked him about Islam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi salam told him about what Islam is. He asked him about Iman. And after this he asked him about Ihsan. We know the hadith. Okay. So we understand that Iman is a higher level than Islam, and Ihsan is a higher level than Iman, and every believer is a Muslim, but does not mean every Muslim is a believer. And it's a common sense that look ourselves and let's observe our life. Why I'm not satisfied with your bachelor degree or your high school diploma? Why even people come from thousands of miles to study? They already went to school. Some people even they are a doctor, but they come to this country and they have to go to study again so to match the license to the license over here. These people were educated, but they still going for more education. Why we are not satisfied when it comes about dunya life, and we always looking for more and more and more? But when it comes about deen and getting closer to Allah, some of us satisfied and happy with the minimum that make us pass. This is reality. Does not have to be in every Muslim, but in a good number of the Muslims. He is satisfied with the minimum. Otherwise, look to this hadith. With Islam, with Iman, and with Ihsan. So why we as Muslims, we could not try to grow every day, or for the next year we have a plan that I grow more in my being? Why I could not make a plan for myself, how I can improve myself as a Muslim? As example, if you're making Salah, but you're not making the Sunnah, why you don't train yourself and try to embody it in yourself and try to see if you can make extra rak'at, two rak'at after Zuhr, or two rak'at when you enter the mosque? It may help you in the day of judgment. Because this is the first thing you're going to be questioned by Allah in the day of judgment about your prayer. But sometimes we say Allahu Akbar, we enter the prayer and our mind go east and west, everywhere. So there is deficiency in this salah. So in the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he sees deficiency in your prayer, he say, "Unzuru hal 'abdi min tatawwu'." See if my slave servant have any optional prayer. Does he have a spare tire so he can fix the problem? He can drive until the gas station? What is the spare tire here that you miss some sunnahs? It will help you in the day of judgment. It will patch the obligatory prayer. So the same way that you are not happy with being having a high school diploma or a bachelor's degree or a master's degree and you keep going for more and more, why we could not do the same thing in our deen? Can we do this? Can we think about a plan and means and ways that we improve our faith? My dear respected brothers, it's so amazing that in the time of the Sahaba, even in the presence of the life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you found that the Sahaba was looking for means and ways to increase their iman. And you found one of them taking the hand of his friend, his Muslim brother, and say, "تعالى نؤمن بربنا ساعة." سبحان الله. Those are Sahaba. They look and observe the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam almost every day, and they're looking for means and ways to increase their faith. We know about the rest that came to the house of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. يسألون عن عبادة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. فلما أخبروا بها كأنهم تقالوها وقالوا أين نحن من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وقد غفر الله له ما تقدم من ذنبه وما تأخر. How did the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم worship Allah? Why is he asking? And what happened after they've been informed? They say, "Oh no, 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 this is the Prophet of Allah, he's been forgiven already, but me and you, we don't know where we're going, so we need to do extra ibadah." This is Sahaba, brothers. One of them is saying, "I pray the whole night." One of them is saying, "I fast every day." The Sahaba were looking for increasing faith and iman. whatever is the society again, regardless if you live in America or you live in Arabia. Haram and evil and munkar surrounded you from right and left. Wallahi, even if you are in Mecca. I swear by Allah, even if you are in Mecca. If you walk in the street by one of the coffee shops, you found a TV and it has movies and things from Lebanon and Egypt and other places and music. But we are in the worst place that ever can have evil. Yes, the munkar is levels. And the haram is levels. So you are not expecting what? This is the maxim. There you are in the big life living in America. That's haram, right and left. Basically move forward. The haram is right and left. It's very accessible to you. You don't even have to go to casino. You don't have to go to Amsterdam, New York. I forgot what the place called. You can go to one of the convenience store and the lottery machine is there. Make it convenience. I forgot what the place they call it in. Atlantic City. Okay? You don't have to travel. You can go to one of the convenience stores, you will find a machine, and you put money, and you can be gambling there. So, you are, with the modern technology, made the sin and the haram more accessible to you, and you could not find it easy in any place more than in America. What we need to do? We're still going to be satisfied with going to the mosque on Friday? The Sahara! Even in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and say, let's increase our faith. The Sahara, like Hanzala, Abu Bakr say, how are you? He say, nafaka Hanzala. Subhanallah. Brothers, do you understand what I'm saying? This is the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What's wrong with you, Hanzala? How do you feel today? Say, I feel hypocrisy. Where we are from the Sahaba, brothers? We could not be like one hair in their beard. But those Sahaba, they understood the reality of Iman. Me and you, living in America. Me and you, we're living, and if we are not eating the haram directly, we're sniffing the haram day and night. Because will come a time that the people eat usury. And those who could not eat usury, they will get the smoke. They will sniff. And they will get some kind of a touch of the usury. Believe it or not, we are here need to strengthen our iman. Therefore, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, إِنَّمَا الْعَمُرُ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. Again, you heard this verse, but now we're approaching it in a different way now. We need to increase our iman. And one of the means of increasing iman is maintaining the houses of Allah. Again, does not mean to maintain the house of Allah, to build it, because it can be built, but it can be mahjur. As we see it in many places in America. It's been neglected. Wallahi, by Allah. And inshallah, I'm not lying, that you will go to other places, social places, or education places, you found more life than the mosque of the Muslims. This is reality, brothers. So when Allah says, إِنَّمَا يَعْمُرُ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ, those who maintain and establish the houses of Allah, only those who believe in Allah as the day of a judgment. We have to have a daily relationship between us and the mosque. Brothers, with living in America, we have the convenience that never happened to any country. Even you can click or start your car before you step out of your house. If it's hot, we turn the air condition on. And if it's cold, the heater will work in the car. And all what you need to go and open the door, the car ready for you. Why do you want to compare this to somebody like Abdullah ibn Maktoum, a blind man, trying to complain to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, "Oh Prophet of Allah, I'm a blind man. وليس لي قائد يقودني إلى المسجد." Doesn't matter where he lives now. This was not the issue. He did not bring the ruin from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But a blind man coming to complain about his condition, he is knowing that he is blind, but the problem, he don't have somebody to help him, to assist him, to take him to the mosque. And he wants to come to the mosque. Who's from us is blind? Who's from us that doesn't have a car? Who is among us that travel over the rocks and the stones in the street? Cars, air conditioning, asphalt, lights, day and night, name it. Mosque with air condition, good carpet, name it. What's our excuse? What are we going to say to Allah? Presence. Wherever you live, in Colombia or out of Colombia, go to any mosque during the weekdays and see who's there. Brothers, I keep reminding you, because I'm telling you this out of concern. We don't know what is going on. Some of us became heedless. We became having ghafla. We are neglecting our masajid everywhere in the United States, and I'm saying from experience, because I travel a lot and I know what's going on. And you don't have to go too far, you can't examine Colombia, and there's still Muslims building more masjid and open more masjid only for Jum'ah and Eid. Brothers, the mosque is complaining to Allah that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying about the Quran, complaining to Allah. Now I think and I feel that the mosque are complaining to Allah. وقال الرسول يا رب إن قوم اتخذوا هذا القرآن مهجورا. Oh Allah, my people had neglected the Quran. What about if the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam see our masajid today, in Monday or in Tuesday? One day, once a week. We're supposed to have the privilege, we're supposed to have the honor that we come into the house of Allah. Something wrong. We see the honor and the privilege in other places. Can we be equal at least? This is the house of Allah. Doesn't matter we're talking about this mosque or you're talking about the other mosque. We're talking about something, it has to be in your daily routine. You don't have time, I understand. But it is a serious problem. When you don't have time to come to the place that Allah called it to be His house, to get the privilege and get the honor and to get the barakah and the blessings, and you don't have time for it, but you have time for everything else. Brothers, check your heart. Check your iman. Check your faith. It's dangerous, I'm telling you. Look how the Sahaba, in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, look to me and you, we're neglecting the mosques, and this is a serious matter. So I'm reminding you, brothers, again, that you need to make the mosque part of your daily routine. And you may start with one day, at least one day, in addition to the Jum'ah, come to pray one prayer. Everything starts with a little step, one step. 1 mile starts with one step. And don't be bakhil, miser, for your own self. This yourself, which is the only thing will be with you, you meet Allah with it in the day of judgment. So don't be so cheap against your own self. You need this blessing. You need this step to walk into the mosque. It will help you in the day of judgment. Let me ask you, brothers, if there is a dark street or dark place, how are you going to walk in it? Do you know what's going to happen in the day with such men? Do you know that the sirat is dark? Do you know that the sirat is so sharp? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying what the meaning is: بشر المشائين في الظلم إلى المساجد بالنور التام يوم القيامة. أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم: give a glad tidings for those who visited the mosque by during the dark hour, i.e. Isha and Fajr, that they will have a perfect and complete light in the day of a judgment. May Allah make us among them. Ameen. الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين. Again, my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, and our talk today, although that is focusing about the brothers, but the sisters have a part to do and some way she can contribute. Remind your Muslim husband about the mosque in a nice way, because the tazkirah and the advice is obligation upon every Muslim to the other. So you can remind your husband, and you can say it in a nice way: honey, I got your shoes ready and your soap or your kufi in case you're planning to go to make Isha. Indirectly give him a nice hint towards encouragement to the mosque. Brothers, someone is about start already. When we step outside, observe the people, especially after they get their meal, where they go. And if you have the tables outside in the sun, nobody will go sit there. They will go stand up, eat their food standing up. Where? In the shade. It's a common sense. In the day of judgment, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the sun will get so close to our head, no distance between you and your head except 1 mile. And the Prophet telling us that some of the Muslims, they will be sweating. You sweat, and some people will reach it to their knees, some to their belly button, some even they be drowned in their sweat. Would you like to have an umbrella? Would you like to have some air conditioned room there? Would you like to have some shade in the day of judgment? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us about it, and he says 7 types of people whom Allah will shelter them in the day of a judgment, which no shade in that day, no shelter in that day except the shelter of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the shade of Almighty Allah. And one of those 7 people, وَرَجُلٌ قَلْبُهُ مُعَلَّقٌ بِالْمَسَاجِدِ, a man whose heart attached to the mosque. Do you know what this means to attach? We are here, brothers, to make investment. Not only for the dunya and the cars and the house and the real estate. We are here to plan for the akhirah, to prepare for the hereafter. You could not be building it so high for the dunya and you happy with the minimum for the akhirah. Brothers, I keep saying, and I remember, I have 2 physicians. When he passed away, may Allah send mercy in his soul, and this was Dr. Asif Sheikh. This was a man, although with his busy schedule and surgery and all these things, but his heart, inshallah, was attached to the mosque. He was living a distance, but he used to try to come every day, sometimes for 2 and at least 1 salah. May Allah send mercy on him. And another physician who's alive, and they try to make 2 and 3 salah a day here nowadays. A physician. He goes to the clinic, he goes to the hospital, he goes wherever and back and forth, and he make it 2 to 3. May Allah reward him and increase his faith. And may Allah increase our faith. Brothers, it's not how much busy you are. Is you really have it in your mind? Do you really think about pleasing Allah, coming to the house of Allah? This is not, it's not the busy schedule. It's that we did not see important that we go to the mosque other than Friday. Believe it, brothers, is a serious matter, and I'm advising you for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now I'll close my khutbah with very serious statement, and pay attention. We made many khutbah about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how kind he was, how merciful he was, and we learn a lot about this. Even we learn about that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said a woman went to hellfire because she locked up a cat. Habib, upstairs are unlocked. Need to be unlocked. Upstairs the people standing on. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's the Prophet of mercy. I want to ask you a question and give me the answer in your mind. You saw a fire, car burning or a house, and you saw a child or a woman or even a dog inside, what are you going to do? You're going to stand and watch? You're going to stand and watch? Of course not. Now, listen to this hadith. Because this is being a human. Seeing somebody need the help, you will jump. Can you imagine? And we have heard this many times, but maybe we did not think about it. But I want to show you the seriousness of what some of us are doing. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ لَقَدْ هَمَنْتُ أَنْ أَمُرَ بَحَطَبٍ فَأَحْتَطَ ثُمَّ أَمُرُ الرَّجُلِ فَلِأُمِّ النَّاسِ وَأَتَخَلَّفُ إِلَى أُنَاسٍ لَا يَحْضُرُونَ الْجَمَاعَةِ فَأُحَرِّقْ عَلَيْهِمْ بُيُوتَهُمْ أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Prophet of Allah, the Prophet of mercy and kindness, say Barakallah. Remember now, this is the Prophet, the one we're always talking about, rahmah and mercy and love. He says Barakallah, the one who hold my soul in his hand. I was about to order the people to collect fire, to collect wood. Let somebody call the adhan, somebody else read the salah, and I will go to those people who pray in their houses, and I will burn their houses on them. Those people who doesn't come to the jama'ah prayer. Can you imagine? Yes, brother Salah, we have it here for you. It's waiting for you. Can you imagine the Prophet of Allah? He's about to burn the houses of the people. This telling us what? Look now to the other side of the hadith. It shows you how serious it is that we have so much left our houses to such a degree that we became a distance from the mosque. The Prophet was about to burn the houses, brothers. What we doing in our houses? Yes, you have a busy schedule. But, wallahi brothers, a shame. Once a week, too much for you to visit the mosque? Once a week in addition to Jum'ah? One. Only one prayer. You choose to yourself to take an F in your exam? Who will I have this F? Who will I have even a C? But with our Islam, yes, brother, it's no problem. Allah is Ghafur Rahim. Brother, we have many things to do. Listen, brothers. 5 times a day, times 7, 35 salah. You come for Jum'ah. Most of us, you come for Jum'ah. So this is what? 1 out of 35. What kind of a mark or grade you want to give it to yourself? C or B plus or F? You judge it yourself. 1 out of 35. Maybe you could not make it 2, 3, 5, 20, 25. Can you make 1? 1? Brothers, today live with this intention. Yes, I'm going to meet this challenge. I'm going to prove to myself I'm a man. I'm going to prove that I'm a Muslim, that I care about my mouth, and I care about to be in the house of Allah, and I'm going to add 1 salah. 1 salah. I will go to the mosque once a week. Leave this khutbah with this intention. I'm going to show in the house of Allah. Wherever you live, I'm going to show in the house of Allah. 1 out of 34. because they come for Jum'ah already. So 1 hour, 34. Leave it. Leave today with this intention. And the struggle with yourself. And you can do it. Wallahi, you can do it. Because you are the same one did it in Ramadan. You're the same one came for Iftar and Isha and Qiyam al-Layl, and some of you even came for Fajr. You can do it. Don't let the shaitan play with you too much. Start with one salah. Doesn't matter if it's Dhuhr or Asr or Maghrib. Alhamdulillah, the mosque open for the 5-time prayer. So make it once. To be your main concern, I'm going not to take if, I'm going to try to struggle and make 1 out of 34. That may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change your condition, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring the love of this deen in your heart, and now we can be graduate from high school to bachelor, and you can get what you call master, and you can get it. You continue growing in your deen. So he said, Mal Islam, and after this he said, what is Iman and what is Ihsan? Alhamdulillah, Allah bless us with the Islam. Let's struggle and let's try to get the Iman. And after we get the Iman, let's struggle that we get the Ihsan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala benefit the saying and the listener to this word. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه الغفور الرحيم.